Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1068. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv and Rabbi Zisel. The Nishmas Blim Abbas Ramosha and Lurafur Shalema. Sarah Fega Basle and Chamish Taka Rafur Shalema Psych Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so interesting thing, which in reference to what we spoke about, not to spend too much time on it, but we spoke about last time if something is actually in the ground. But it did not take root, number one. And number two, the person did not put it in for planting purposes. And it was also another thing which I don't even recall if we mentioned, but it's partially exposed. It has to be a little bit partially exposed. So then actually one could pull it out on Shabbos because it didn't take root. So there's no question of uprooting it, right? It's only whereby you pull something out from the ground where it took root, like grass, flowers, whatever, weeds. Somebody has weeds. They want to pull out the weeds in the garden. You can't do that on Shabbos. That's Koitzer. That's the Malacha of Koitzer, right? So we said that would be fine. We spoke about that in reference to flowers, let's say for Yom Tov or whatever. But interesting case that he brings down, does it say for Lamed Tes Malachas on page 290? It's not so Negei Lamaisa, but it's an important thing to keep in mind. He says in the time of many, many years ago, right, be it as it may, people will commonly store vegetables like radishes and so on in the soil during the warm season to preserve their freshness of the cooler soil. In other words, the freshness of the vegetables in the cooler soil. They would put it in, you know, during the week or whatever the case was. One may remove these buried vegetables from the soil on Shabbos as long as, like we said, lefid Shulchan Aruch, they were placed there for preservation only, preserving the vegetables, and not for growing. Again, if you put it in there for growing purposes, you can't pull it out. That's a gezerah. That's midrabanan, obviously, until it took root. Once it takes root, it's deraisa. So number one, they were placed there for preserving purposes, only not for growing, number one. Number two, they're partially exposed. They're sticking out whereby you could grab onto it. They're sticking out of the soil. And number two, number three, they have not yet begun to get roots. Let's say somehow the person put it in to preserve the vegetables, but it took root. Now you can't pull it out. Now, how do you know if it took root? So we spoke about it. After 3 days, the Mishnah Berurah said, Shulchan Aruch, that's already, basically, it takes root once something is in the ground in general. So, but be it as it may, if one knows for sure it didn't take root, and those with, and it's sticking out, and it's not, it was only put there to preserve, so one needs that vegetable or whatever. We spoke about the flowers and so on. Then one could go ahead and pull it out. We have to be careful to make sure. Again, it's not so Negei L'maisa, but it's the concept is important to know. So he says further, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, that removing the vegetables is not koitzer, because as explained, koitzer entails uprooting a growing plant from its source of growth. Okay, that's which we've been talking about all along. A plant that is merely temporarily stored, right, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch quite a number of shiurim ago, a plant that is merely temporarily stored, like we case of the flowers we spoke about, but somebody did it in the soil as opposed to in the water, only for the purpose of preservation, like we said, is not rooted to the source of growth and is therefore not subject to koitzer. So again, by each malacha, each one of the Lamed Tes Malachas that we learn, as we go through them, Baruch Hashem, Halavai Vayte Gesunte, we've been through quite a number of them, about 19, 20 of them, Baruch Hashem. And as we learn each malacha, it's such an important thing to know the what the malacha is all about. It's not just thumb, you know, this is in the ground, I can't pull it out. But, okay, we don't want to pull out something from the ground and take a chance, but the bottom line is we do want to know what the malacha is all about, and our malacha of Koitzer is uprooting something from its source of growth. And we've spoken about the various different examples, again, reviewing again, not just something that's in the ground. It could be hanging, it could be in a flower pot, and so on. So he continues on and says, in other words, it doesn't have to be in the soil itself on the ground. It could be soil in other places and so on. And even in various different other things like we saw, the algae on a pail and so on. Only the vegetables itself, he says further, may be grasped and removed, allowing the surrounding soil to spill away. One may not directly push away or handle the soil, even if loose, because soil is muksa. Okay, regular soil, we have to keep in mind, soil, sand in general is muksa. We'll see down the road, there are certain times and places that it's possible that it could be used, but in general, soil, sand, these type of things are all muksa. Another interesting case he brings down, there's a Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, kicking pollen-laden dandelions. For example, one may not deliberately kick or step on a weed or a plant containing loose pollen and thereby cause the pollen to be detached. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, it's actually with the dandelion. Sometimes they have these dandelion type, and you blow on it. It's like a flower type thing. You blow on it, these little white seeds, actually, that a person blows off the dandelion. Now, they're connected very loosely, but that's the place, the source of growth. It's important to keep in mind, not just that, that somebody explained to me also that these are actually seeds. So let's say you blow on these dandelion type things with those white, you know, so a lot of times kids like to blow on it during the week and so on. And these little white things, they're really seeds and they get blown off and now they land somewhere else. And it could be actually Zorea because now these seeds land somewhere else and they regrow again, the dandelions or whatever the case is. So it could be a double, as they say in English, a double doozy. You know, you have Kaitse whereby you're uprooting the seeds. When you blow on this dandelion, the white things that come off, you're actually uprooting it from its place of growth where it grew, and now it's landing somewhere else where it could be a problem of Zareya of planting, which we're going to see. You can't just drop seeds on Shabbos in places whereby they could grow. That's running into a problem of Zareya planting. Another interesting case. Now, that case with the dandelions comes up. People are outside, again, in the summer, like we've spoken about, warm weather, and people like to blow on these things, kids, especially kids, and these seeds blow, so one has to be careful. Another interesting case, which is, Bechlal is not negeya, but it's a cute case, but he brings down extracting sap from a tree. It's also to puncture a, to put like the trunk of, the trunk of the tree and pull out the sap, and drain the sap or whatever the case is. So that would, draining the sap is equivalent to uprooting it from its source of growth and is therefore koitzer according to some paiskim. So of course nobody's going to drain sap, but it's important to keep in mind. Okay, just to end off, important to keep in mind in reference to that, this koitzer, the melach of koitzer is in reference to plantation. When it comes to animals, insects, these type of things, uprooting, let's say a fish, I pull a fish out of water, so I'm uprooting the fish from its life source, really. But that's a totally different malacha. That's the malacha of either tzad, which is capturing, or sheichet, which is shechting, or killing an item, or even killing a bug, which on Shabbos, which falls on the malacha of sheichet. So those are two separate malachas, uprooting a living animal, insect, or the like, from not just a source of growth, but in its inhabitants, and so on. That would be two different malachas. Again, either sheichet, or tzad, capturing. So that's a totally separate thing. But the malach of koitzer, uprooting, and the malach of zereya, planting, all has to do with gardening, plantation, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baracha, Kol Tov.